of the fastest men on the planet, each of them well known for the competitive edge in Formula 1, Indy 500 and NASCAR. Unfortunately for me, I'm not in our usual hometown of Monaco or Indianapolis. I'm in Cumbernauld. Yes, racing stars Paul De Resta and Dario Franchitti have turned back the clock to their karting days to honour the club that launched their careers. The West of Scotland Kart Club, which opened in Larkhall 50 years ago, is holding its annual dinner dance in the Westerwood Hotel. Le Mans drivers Alan McNish, Marino Franchitti and Ryan Dielle also came along to the event to meet and encourage some of the karting champions of the year. F1 driver Paul De Resta is about to start his second season with Force India and is tipped to reach the top. He felt it was important to give something back to the club.
It's to come and support the club. It's obviously a big anniversary, and I think given what I've learned and the people I know, and up until a year ago I was still going there each weekend with my brother, it's just important to do these things and put a little bit back into the sport that I love doing and hopefully see people's success through the future.
The night started with the drivers gearing up for some exhaustive questions from the younger racers. There was a buzz as the stars walked in and the kids asked them about their favourite circuits, fiercest rivals and also how Dario met his actress wife Ashley Judd. In case you're wondering, it was not at a glamorous Hollywood party, but just through friends. I grabbed a quick chat with the Indy 500 champion. Dario, do you actually still use the skills you learned from a kart today?
Absolutely. I think every time I'm in the car, I still use that. We're talking there about just the feeling of driving a car, and I think even things like the way you like to drive a racing car, a lot of it comes from how you like to drive a car. It's your formative years. It's like being at school. This was our school. It was a lot more fun than actually being at school.
Next, the drivers and guests got ready for their evening meal and the prize giving. This yearly dinner dance is a chance for the club to present awards to the young champions from Scotland. But this was the first time so many famous faces could present the trophies. The organiser of the event, Ian Brown, explains how the kart racers reacted to seeing their heroes.
The kids were all hyper, they were all on a high. Just the fact that they got to meet the drivers, initially they were a bit shy asking the questions, but once we got them started and broke the seal, we had to try and stop them so the drivers could get ready for the meal. But the reaction's been great from the drivers and the kids. They both really enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll be able to repeat it again for next year.
And so the night ended with a celebration party. But just before the veterans of motorsport had to leave, I asked Alan McNish why he still enjoys visiting the kart track.
It's fantastic to see the little helmet and the kart whizzing round.